Thank you. I have two very different questions. One is about tears of joy and why little children don't express joy with tears, and yet adults get so moved that they, I always look to children, small children, to really see the expression of joy. And when I see them, they're never crying. And I wonder why sometimes when I listen to wonderful music, listen to choirs of children singing, sometimes, in fact, it even interferes with my enjoying of it because I'm crying and I'm not even wanting to be crying.
Well, what's going on? And we are very much appreciating your awareness that you don't see it in children. And we're going to tell you why you don't see it in children. Children are closer to alignment with who they are. In other words, that doesn't mean they're always in alignment. And when they're not in alignment, you often see tears. But you don't see tears of joy because when they are in alignment, they are up to speed and able to receive the full capacity of that alignment.
I want that.
And when and adults often, it's that, it's a sort of edge. It's like when you are tasting or coming close to touching something that is truly the true deep nature of who you are, and you're not quite fully immersed in that vibration, there's an edge to it that is responsible for those tears. Yes, we're going to exaggerate that edge a little bit by talking about a feeling of homesickness or a feeling of nostalgia. It's like a thought that should make you feel good, but somehow there's a piece to it that doesn't feel good. And it's sort of about having one foot in the joy world and one foot not quite there. We've said in the past, and it certainly continues to apply even in the way that you are presenting this, that sometimes people will say, "I'm overjoyed. I'm overjoyed." And in other words, and by that we would say accurate, and we would say, and what they mean is they have more joy that is coming at them than they are currently able to participate in, and so they are overjoyed. In other words, they can't quite receive it all. Sometimes it falls in the category of trying too hard. In other words, really, really wanting to feel good, and so putting myself in a position where before I have felt really good and I want to feel really good again, but there's a sort of edge to what's going on within me that doesn't allow me a full reception. It's being slightly off the signal of the love, joy, and appreciation vibration that is truly who you are. And so we would go ahead and cry. You know, there is a great release in crying. In other words, it's a sort of unconscious releasing of resistance with the sole purpose of coming into alignment. That's in other words, there's nothing wrong with those tears. Those tears are flowing, and with every tear that has flowed in that situation, with every tear that's flowed in any situation, there is a releasing of resistance. Do you know that? That's why children go immediately there. They go immediately there. They release tension and resistance. And you gotta admit, in fact, you just said it yourself, the crying itself is distracting from whatever is bothering you. Haven't you ever seen a child, or maybe even yourself, got on a crying jag and you got so wrapped up in it that about halfway through it you forgot what you were crying about? It's like that. It's like that. So if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would just remind ourselves often that there is always another level of joy to reach for, you see. And when you are like you and you are deliberately out there looking for reasons to feel good, Jerry and Esther were talking about this with friends at dinner last evening, that often Jerry feels a sort of welling up. And what it is, it's a recognizing of a beauty that I cannot quite receive in its fullness. Not quite in its fullness. I'm almost there, but I can't quite receive it in its fullness. That's and a tear it. Or two sometimes takes you right there.